Kemba Knights come off an outstanding season a year ago, going at 19-4 and reaching a sub-state final. A lot of expectations coming into 2024-2025. Here to talk about his team is head coach Sean Minahan. As always, coach, good to catch up with you. How you doing today?
Doing really well. You know, I'm just excited and looking forward to the season.
You know, Coach, you and I were talking here during the commercial break, and I asked you if you concerned about the expectations coming into this year, and you kind of made it sound like you're challenging and you're taking those on as a challenge.
Yeah, I think everybody's excited. Our kids are excited. You know, us as coaches, we're really excited just, you know, to get to work with our guys. We have a really talented group, and you can't really worry about expectations, and just it's when you have the talent that we have, is just, you know, enjoy it, because not many people get a chance to work with this kind of group of kids, and you get to have fun with it.
Sounds like you had a great off season as well.
Yeah, we really challenged ourselves, went into some good tournaments over the summer, just saw a bunch of different schools. Played mainly 3A and 4A schools and had a lot of success.
What did you learn about this club during the summer season?
You know, we have a lot of scoring options. So that's, I think, even more so than last year. Last year, we were pretty confident in our scoring ability. We had our second best scoring season in school history. We have more scoring options this year. You know, the kids have worked really hard. They put in even more time. They haven't been complacent, oh, we're good and we don't have to work. No, the kids, I think, falling short last year just gave our kids a little extra motivation to put in the extra time. As good as we were last year, we were still very young. And honestly, we're still fairly young this year. So we'll have a couple seniors start for us. But after that, you know, it's a lot of youth that's really hungry.
Coach, you mentioned the scoring options. What's the offense going to look like then?
It's going to be a lot like last year. We run a Princeton look. We're going to shoot the ball a lot from the outside. So a lot of threes, but I think we're going to have the ability to get the ball to the rim even better this year. You're going to have, a couple point guards out there on the floor pretty much at all times. You got Carson and Jack. Jack will be healthy this year, so we're really excited. He was slowed up last year, beginning of last year with injury that took him a little bit to get going. He's worked really hard, as he always does, and he had a growth spurt. So, he's up to, 6 foot and over 170 pounds now. So he's made quite a substantial growth spurt since last season, so we're excited to see what he can do. Carson's always been Carson, He has a chance to get the school assist record this year. You're surrounded by shooters. And then you got a couple of really talented sophomores coming up, too, that can really help us shine.
Coach, how do you spread the ball around to all of those shooters?
Unselfishly. The guys just have to know that we're going to find the best look for our team and not worry about necessarily who the guy is that taking that shot. I think we have a lot of guys. We have, a bunch of different guys that can go out there and have a different leading score every single night. So we're going to be really tough to game plan for.
What does Ryan Clare add for you guys?
He adds that missing link from a post standpoint, and he can play inside. He can play outside. He's an exceptional passer. He can, shoot the ball from outside. And he can rebound and defense. Is something that he's going to add to us. It's going to be huge.
Coach, I thought last year defensively you guys were really good, but sounded like over the summer you think there's a chance this team might even be more aggressive and better on the defensive end.
Yeah, I think we have some kids that are ready to work. Our guys that played for us last year, they did a good job, but now they're a year older and they're a year stronger. Griffin Glenn and Dylan Schoen, we got them coming up. Griffin, he's coming off of a fantastic football season where he shined offensively and defensively. And he really takes that to the basketball court and kind of has that dog, attack mentality. And then Dylan Schoen is just super sneaky. He's, He's deceptive with how athletic he is. He's got exceptionally long arms, so he can play really good defense, and he can guard the one through the five. You know, you got Ryan. So Ryan Clare can guard anybody's post player, or he can step out and guard on the perimeter. Brock's a year older, a year stronger. Carson and Tragen are exceptional on-ball defenders. And then, you know, you had Jack in there too, who can also go out there. He's got great anticipation and really knows how to study the other team's best player and go and try to take away what they do best.
Will you guys be different defensively on what you do this year, or just everybody's kind of growth and strength and the addition of Ryan going to make that defense better, or will that allow you guys to change things up a little bit?
I think we're going to be able to rebound better is the number one thing. That's something we kind of struggled with last year. I think we're going to be able to rebound the ball a heck of a lot better. We rebounded pretty well this summer. So that you're taking away second chance opportunities, you know, that's what really kind of was the nail in the coffin last year in the sub-state game is we got absolutely killed on the glass, and we weren't able to make our shots, so we couldn't overcome it. But this game, this year, you know, we're going to be able to apply more pressure. I think you're going to see more full court pressure from us. And we're just going to really look to attack, and it's going to be a very fast paced game. And first quarter might be a little, what we saw this summer is first quarter, it was kind of tight. It was a little bit sloppy, but once we got into it, second quarter, we're usually able to really put the, you know, foot to the gas.
Coach, you kind of answered my next question. I was thinking, are you guys going to want to run like you did last year? It sounds like you may want to run even more.
Yeah, I think we have five guys on the court at all times that can bring the ball up. You know, even Ryan at his size, he can bring the ball up the court. And so we don't have to worry about necessarily trying to outlet it. Once we get the rebound, we can look to – we did a really good job this summer of getting the ball on up the sideline and pressuring the other team's defense. And it just got to the point where they just had trouble getting back in time.
Any concerns coming into the year?
You know, just we want to be healthy. You know, we do have a lot of talent, and we're looking forward to that and showing that off. But, you know, we still got to stay healthy. That's the biggest concern.
Coach, let's take a look at the schedule as a whole right now. You guys, you and I were chatting here, you know, as I said, during the commercial break. The non-conference schedule for you guys changes every year, and you always like to challenge yourselves. Sounds like this year you challenged yourself maybe even more than you have in the past.
Yeah, and we, you know, that was part of that was definitely planned because, you know, we do have the expectations we have for this team, so we do know we need to go out and find some challenges. You know, the Hawkeye 10 might be down a little bit. We lost a lot of seniors last year across the conference. You know, it's well coached across the conference, but that so you're gonna get team's best luck. But that being said, you know, there was a lot of turnover, so we wanted to go out and make sure we found challenging games for ourselves. And with the talent we've had and success we've had, there's a lot of good teams that are looking to add us to their schedule.
Yeah, you look at that non-conference schedule as I scroll through it right now. Van Meter, Winnebago, you'll take on Helan, and either Dowling or Cedar Rapids. Xavier is part of a new Catholic Classic. You got Wes Lyon in there, who's one of the elite teams in the state in their class. Des Moines Christian, who's always really good as well. So tell me a little bit about Winnebago. That's probably the one team I don't know a lot about.
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot about them either. They're out of Nebraska. It's part of some special shootout classic they're doing at the Tyson Center this year. They reached out and asked if we'd be interested in playing it, and we said absolutely. You get an opportunity to play in a place like the Tyson Center. You expose your kids to a different atmosphere, different shooting backdrop, things like that. So I think that's a great chance for us to go out there and just play in a different environment. I don't know a whole lot about them as a what they're like as a team, but that was more about getting the opportunity to play in a venue like that.
Coach, as far as the Hawkeye 10 you just mentioned might be down a little bit, even though there's a lot of great coaching in there. So with you guys probably, if not the favorite, one of the favorites, who's the other challengers along with you guys?
I mean, I think you got to give have Lewis Central at the top. You know, they're a big school, so they're going to have a lot of kids to choose from. Their JV team was pretty talented. They had a couple of juniors that played for them last year who are nice players. And then just, you know, Torres does an exceptional job as a coach there. Whether he was at Denison or as the assistant, and then now at Lewis Central, he does a great job of game planning and putting his kids, giving them a chance to be successful. Glenwood would probably be another team you have to watch out for. They return quite a bit. You know, Coach Schulte does a fantastic job there, getting his kids prepared and ready to go. Harlan's always Harlan. You know, Creston's got a couple of nice players that return. So there'll be some challenges across the conference for sure. But, you know, Lewis Central would probably be my number one. Lewis Central, Glenwood would probably be my top two teams to watch out for.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here to preview the season for the Kemper Knight boys basketball team. I think it's going to be a great year. I'm excited to get everything started. So best of luck this season, and I'm sure we'll see and talk to you quite a bit.
Yes, thank you.
Head coach again, Sean Minahan, with the Kemper boys basketball team, back with more of our basketball preview show here on KCIM.